Thank you, Dorothy. And on now to our last set of news stories. The clock is ticking over the future of Norwich's Wensum Lodge, with a crucial deadline just a month away. Community groups have until early April to come up with bids to take over the city centre building, which has provided adult learning courses since the 1960s. Norfolk County Council's Conservative-controlled cabinet voted last summer to close the centre, paving the way for its potential sale. The King Street venue was declared an asset of community value, giving local groups 6 months to come up with bids to buy the site. And that period comes to an end on April the 4th, after which the council would be able to put it up for sale on the open market. The council says talks with community groups have taken place and they've been given time to consider and potentially submit a bid. After the moratorium period ends, the council will be able to enter into a contract to sell the premises, including to interested community groups.
A historic city building is facing demolition for the third time in recent years, despite being hailed as a heritage asset. Carrow Bridge House, which has stood next to Carrow Bridge for more than 100 years, is subject to yet another attempt to demolish it. It is the city's only surviving bridge house, but the owner-developers, Wexham Homes, submitted plans to Norwich City Council to demolish and replace it with a new building last year. Located close to Carrow Road, the house survived the attempt, as the council ruled its demolition would result in the loss of undesignated heritage asset. However, an appeal has now been lodged by Wexham Homes for the decision to be reviewed.
The death of a 72-year-old man has prompted an appeal to find his next of kin. Michael Rose from Freethorpe died on February the 22nd, and there were no suspicious circumstances. But despite carrying out inquiries, no next of kin have been identified by the coroner's office, though it's thought Mr. Rose may have had relatives in the Freethorpe area. Anyone with information about Mr. Rose is asked to contact the coroner's office in Norwich, and that's on 01603 774 773.
One of the region's largest food producers has announced the closure of its historic Norfolk site after 70 years in operation. The poultry producer, Bernard Matthews, has confirmed its headquarters in Great Witchingham will close. The factory has been running at that site since 1955, recently employing around 600 staff. In January, Bernard Matthews revealed the facility is no longer commercially viable, despite investment and efforts to secure more business. Last year, the company reported losses of £10 million. Meanwhile, in 2022, it reported losses of £25 million. More than 600 jobs at the site are at risk, but the company has said that the workers will be offered roles at its other factories. A spokesman said, regrettably, "We can confirm that the proposal to close our site at Great Witchingham will now proceed. We understand this will be very disappointing news for all concerned and a very difficult time for colleagues, who we commend for acting in such a professional and courteous manner during this unsettling period. We are pleased to confirm that the large majority of colleagues will be offered roles at our 5 poultry processing locations in Norfolk and Suffolk."
Finally, a metal detectorist is sent for a bumper payout. A 16th-century gold ring found by a metal detectorist in Norfolk is expected to fetch more than £14,000 at auction. Retired carpenter Alan Rumsby unearthed the jewellery buried 9 inches beneath a field at Royden near Diss. The 75-year-old had searched the area several times without success before making the discovery in October 2020. It's thought that the ring, which bears a coat of arms, was once owned by a woman who was born in the 16th century. Nigel Mills, artifact and coin expert at Noonan's Auctioneers, said, The ring is historically important because it's extremely rare to find a seal ring of this period that was worn by a woman. The arms are divided into four, each representing her ancestral family heritage, namely Ashfield, Tendring, Botellier, and Mappisall. The five-pointed star in the centre of the arms represents a third son, so we believe the ring was owned by Dorothy Ashfield, who was born in 1594, the eldest daughter of the third son, Thomas Ashfield, of Hopton in Suffolk, and his wife, Ellen Holditch, of Ranworth in Norfolk.
We now arrive at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you have enjoyed it. As usual, we remind you that when we have finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick and drop it in a postbox. Don't forget that you do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postage service is free. We know there are sometimes delays with the postal service and a delay in your receiving the recordings in a timely manner. Unfortunately, this is beyond our control.
Thanks go to the whole team of over a dozen loyal volunteers who've produced today's edition. The editor was Ian Gorst, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. If you'd like to let us know anything about the items you've heard today, what you've enjoyed or not, as the case may be, you can call us on 01603 765 365. That's Norwich 765 365. The office isn't staffed every day, so if there's no reply, do leave a message on the answer phone and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. You can also send us an email at contact@cbtn.org.uk. And don't forget to let us know if you're coming to the AGM on the 13th of March. But with that, we hope you've enjoyed this edition of Chatterbox. And remember, keep listening for Chris Skinner's Nature Podcast. But now, from me, John Francis.
And Marianne Penn.
It's goodbye.